So hi folks, hello once again, and you're very welcome along to another program, to another edition of Down Your Way. Yeah, we're here with a special guest this week, Down Your Way of the Cool Crew Athletic Club. We're going to kick off the program with Owen Ryan. Here we go.
At the rising of the moon, at the rising of the moon, with your pikes upon your shoulders, at the rising of the moon. Now come tell me, Sean O'Farrell, tell me why you hurry so. Hush a buckle, hush and listen, and his cheeks were all aglow. I bear orders from the captain, get you ready quick and soon. For the pikes must be together at the rising of the moon. At the rising of the moon, at the rising of the moon. With your pikes upon your shoulders at the rising of the moon. Now come tell me, Sean O'Farrell, where the gathering is to be. At the old spot by the river, quite well known to you and me. One more word for signal token, whistle out the marching tune. Throw your pikes upon your shoulders at the rising of the moon. At the rising of the moon, at the rising of the moon. Throw your pikes upon your shoulders at the rising of the moon. Out from many a mud wall cabin, eyes were watching through the night. Many a manly heart was beating for the blessed morning light. Murmurs rang along the valley to the banshee's lonely croon. And a thousand pikes were flashing by the rising of the moon. By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon. And a thousand blades were flashing by the rising of the moon. All along the singing river, that black mass of men was seen. High above their shining weapons flew their own beloved green. Death to every foe and traitor, whistle out the marching tune. And hurrah, me boys, for freedom, 'tis the rising of the moon. 'Tis the rising of the moon, 'tis the rising of the moon. And hurrah, me boys, for freedom, 'tis the rising of the moon.
Oh yes, what a beautiful opening to our program. Owen Ryan, of course, off Siskin Lane. We're here with Cool Crew Athletic Club this week, a special Macarthy Cool Crew Athletic Club, of course. How are you doing?
Not so bad, Eamon.
Any personal?
I tell you, Eamon, when you said you bring music, you brought exceptional music.
Absolutely.
You said you provided music for tonight.
Owen, of course, is a nephew of the legendary Jim of the Mill.
Oh.
So that's real music in the family. But we'll get her maybe a chat with Owen later on. It's a special night here in the Jockey tonight for Cool Crew Athletic Club.
Yes, for Daniel Ryan, and Daniel is an exceptional athlete. Daniel is after completing his juvenile years in athletics and hoping to move on into senior and everything else like that. During his career there, he's broke over 50 records between Munster and national records. He's also competed in the European Youth Olympics as well, where he came fourth in the long jump.
Talk to me about the club itself, and we go back to the roots of it. It goes back a while.
It goes back to 1936 when Cool Crew was formed. Cool Crew was formed by the Healy's and the Kennedy's of the townsland of Cool Crew. Someone making a bit of noise tonight. So, in 1946, then McCarkey started up in opposition to Cool Crew, and during the early years, they were often in opposition on the cross country scene, whereas. A lot of times at the county scene, Cool Crew and McCarkey came in first and second. Later years, then in 1985, the two clubs joined together and nowadays we have the club of this of this time is McCarthy Co-Crow.
Absolutely terrific. And I know the founding fathers, the Healy brothers and the Healy sons in later years.
They're still involved. There's the sons and grandsons, they're still involved. They're still, like Sir Tommy now, is very, very involved in the club. He'd be a son of Tom Healy's. Mm-hmm. And all his children have gone through the club as well. They're growing up now and starting to move on, and hopefully we'll have more coming on in the future.
So what motivated the people of Coolcrow and McCarthy to start the club in the first place?
Interest in athletics, probably more so than anything else. And even they had great success down through the years. They had success at national, international, and even we had two Olympians down through the years. So there was great success in the club, and that kept going. But like every club, there's years, lean years when very little happens, and you have to try and keep the club going through them times. And then you start off again. We've exceptional athletes there at the minute. We've seven or eight. We've eight exceptional athletes there at the minute now. The athletes this year, our club finished third at national level in the juvenile track and field. Like, when you look at our own club there, where we've only maybe 100 athletes in it, some other clubs there with 300 or 400 athletes, we beat them this year at national level. So that's,
you beat some of the major clubs in the country.
Beat some of the major clubs in the country back down. We ended up in third place, which is fantastic for the athletes that we have. Our athletes there, they qualify for Munster squad days and national squad days, and to qualify for them you have to finish 8th in the Munster and national. Now when you look at our athletes there, we have 7 of them there at the present time, and they finish in the first, second or third. A lot of them win gold medals, and a lot of them even break records on the way to achieve these.
Billy, you're involved, of course, in one of the founding fathers for the most part yourself.
No, I wasn't. My father was back there with the Healy's back that time. He worked with the Healy's, and they dragged him into the club and they kept him going. And I got involved in the club through my own youngsters, and the people in the club kept me involved, gave me work to do, and kept me at it. And I'm still there, and my youngsters are gone now. They're moved on. And
I'm sure some of the players over the years, some of the runners, the athletes, have been involved in the GA club or the soccer club as well in the area.
Yeah, it was always said that when McCarthy had good football good hurling teams, McCarthy Co-Crow had great runners, and it was great runners that probably made the hurlers of the time.
So for the most part, the club has gone from strength to strength.
It is, and we're after acquiring a field in Littleton now from the county council. We're after getting a lease on a field, so we're hoping to start developing that. And like with the athletes that we have at the minute, it'd be great to have some place for them to train locally without having to go all over the country looking for facilities for to train. So we're hoping to develop that over the next couple of years.
Yeah, and of course it takes a lot of development, running track and all of that.
Oh, it does, yeah. There's a lot of work in it, and there's a lot of fundraising in it. At the present time, the local GAA and the local soccer club are heavily fundraising. They're into a major development, so we'll have to wait to try and go around the parish once they have their work done and try and acquire a few pounds for ourselves.
Supposed to find, couldn't be any bigger than better than your own. It's a special night here in the Jockey tonight for all of you guys.
Special night for everyone. We have we've Georgina Drummond's coming down there. She's the president of Athletics Ireland. Liam Hennessy's coming. Liam is always very, very supportive of us from Tiptown. He works with Athletics Ireland in Europe, developing athletics. These are the two top people in athletics where we are concerned, in administration. Hopefully now Tomás Coleman will come. He's supposed to come as well. So hopefully.
Tell me, in one word, how did people kind of get involved in the club? If people out there want to get involved in the club,
just turn up. We at present time now we're training on Tuesday and Thursday night in Littleton. And from 7 to 8, and all they do is just turn up, and we have a variety. But this time of the year now, we're training for cross country. Later on in the year, we'll do a bit of indoor training from January to March, and then from March on, then we'll be doing the outdoor track and field. So we have a variety of running, jumping, and throwing. There's something there for everyone.
And thanks for the invitation to be part of your show tonight.
No bother, Eamon. You're welcome anytime down here.
You're very welcome back to Down Your Way. We're here with Coolcrow Athletic Club, and McCarthy, of course, thrown into the mix as well. Owen Ryan is back with his own. What are you going to do for us this time?
I'm going to do a bit of Percy French for you, Eamon.
Okay, as I say, in your own time, here we go.
You may talk of Columbus sailing across the Atlantic sea, but he never tried to go railing from Ennis as far as Kilkee. You run for the train in the morning, the excursion train starting at 8. You're there when the clock gives the warning, and there for an hour you'll wait. And as you're sitting in the train, you hear the guard sing this refrain. Are you right there, Michael? Are you right? Do you think that we'll be home before the night? Oh, you've been so long in starting out, you couldn't say for certain. Still you might now, Michael, so you might. They find out where the engine's been hiding as the drags you to sweet Carafin. Says the guard, back her down on the siding. There's goods from Kilrush coming in. Perhaps it comes in 2 hours. Perhaps it breaks down on the way. If it does, says the guard, be the powers, we are here to the rest of the day. And while you're sitting in the train, you'll hear the guard sing this refrain. Are you right there, Michael? Are you right? Have you got the parcel there for Mrs. White? Oh, you haven't, oh, we gotta say it's coming down tomorrow. And it might now, Michael, so it might. At Lahinch the sea shines like a jewel, with a joy you were ready to shout. And the stroker cries out, there's no fuel, and the fire is totally out. But hand up that bit of a log there, I'll soon have you out of a fix. There's a fine clump of turf in the bog there, and the rest can go gathering sticks. And while you're breaking bits of trees, you hear some wise remarks like these. Are you right there, Michael? Are you right? Do you think that we will get the fire to light? Oh, an hour you'll require, for the turf it might be drier. And it might now, Michael, so it might. At Kilkee you'll never get near it. You're in luck if the train drags you back, for the permanent way is so queer it spends most of its time off the track. Uphill the old engine is climbing, while the passengers push with a will. You're in luck when you reach Ennistymon, for all the way home is downhill. And as you're wobbling through the dark, you'll hear the guard sing this remark. Are you right there, Michael? Are you right? Do you think that we'll be home before the light? Oh, you've weather, now the old engine house together, and it might now, Michael, so it might.
Absolutely brilliant, absolutely. Oh, that was terrific. Fantastic old ballad.
Yeah, lovely old ballad, yeah.
Yeah.
One I heard when I was a child.
Yeah, we were talking to you just before we came on air. You're a nephew of the great Jimmy DeMille.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, and the great, you're standing on your own right though here today. Very much a part of a fantastic group, Siskin Lane.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, tell me about Siskin Lane and how did it come about?
Oh, it was a happy accident many years ago. In 2009 or 10, I had recorded an album of my own songs, and a friend of mine suggested I should play them live with a group. And I said I would, and I said I'd do it for charity up in Whelan's in Dublin. So he booked Whelan's and did it for Haiti at the time. And the name of the band came about from my friend who booked Whelan's, you know. He said, well, they want a name on the poster to promote the gig. And he said, what are you going to call the group? And I said, sure, you work away, whatever you think. So then he put down on the poster, Siskin Lane.
Yeah.
And I said I'd keep it all together.
Absolutely, because you live in that famous part of County Tipperary, just outside Turles and Siskin.
That's right, because I was told that if you Google search Siskin Lane, it's the first thing that comes up. So I said, we'll keep it.
Oh,
yeah. even though people can't really make sense of it.
And of course, how long have you been formed now?
Sorry.
A couple of years.
Well, I mean, the group has been there for the last couple of years. The current group, you know.
Of course, I know we're going to record a full program with Seskin Lane maybe later on, and it's very important that we kind of
introduce it.
Absolutely, Eamon, introduce the boss himself.
Well, I wouldn't call myself a boss. I wouldn't be a follower nor a leader.
Yeah.
I'd be part of a group, and we work well together as a group.
You write a lot of your own material.
I do. Yeah. I've been writing in a daydream since I was a child, Eamon, I suppose.
Yeah.
And it's continued on into my adult life.
Do you call around to see your good uncle in Upper Church?
Oh, I do. My 9-year-old son actually goes to his daughter Court for fiddle lessons, so I'd see them most Saturdays anyway for that fiddle lesson. Mm-hmm. We'd have an old mug of tea and a bit of brown bread.
Yeah.
And
what a traditional house, isn't it?
Oh, it is beautiful, yeah. It's a gorgeous setting altogether. And it's run well by himself and the women there.
Absolutely. There's no problem at all. And the full house there every Thursday night. And we always have a good crack anytime we get there. I know you're going to be playing one or two more songs. We're going to give you a small bit of a break now. Sean Ryan, thanks for saying hello to us.
Thanks, Eamon.
And Sean Otten is with me. Sean, how are you?
Not too bad at all.
Great to be with us on down here. A special celebration with the club, Coolcrow McCarthy Club, here tonight.
Yes, it was very good. They have a great record here, and the Ryan family are outstanding.
Aren't they, though?
And the young lads are very lucky to have an outstanding daddy and an outstanding mammy.
It's all about the parents, really, and then you have to deliver yourself then after that, isn't that it?
Yeah, the work rate of the family are outstanding, and there's a lot more in them.
You're from North Tipperary, Nina?
I'm Nina, born, bred, reared in Nina. Yeah. And I was born in 1933.
Terrific. And you're very much a part of athletics all your lifetime?
All my life I was involved in sport. Mm-hmm. And from the family point of view, when my grandfather, Lord Merson, was known as the world champion handballer.
Lovely.
Played in the walls of Yahal, and he travelled up by boat up to Athlone to play against the British Army. And all the neighbours in Yahal went up, and they had bitten on my grandfather. Went up on horse and traps and boats.
Lovely.
And that's the way time was.
Then. And what sport bring a whole community together and a whole country, really?
Yeah, well, I started. I can always remember my first day going to school, and I went with a school bag and a hurley.
You brought a hurley with you?
A hurley with me. We hurled in every field along the way, on the way home. We didn't go home till tea time. There was no problem with health and safety or insurance. You could go into any field and you could hurl away. That's the difference now.
You designed the running course.
Well, I was kind of responsible for the indoor track, and that was my hobby all my life. I wanted to build an indoor track. And
yeah. So what motivated you to do that?
Well, I was interested in sport. I was an athlete as such. I did, I was a 100 yards man. It wasn't metres then, so 100 yards man. And in actual fact, I did a qualifying standard for the Olympics in Melbourne. The one that Randy Delaney won the 1500 metres for. But that particular time, there was politics was big. And we were in SA and the country, Dublin. All of Ireland was in SA, bar Northern Ireland. And there you was the Dublin, some clubs in Dublin plus Northern. That's all was in that. They were recognised. And I think basically it was on account of Ireland doing so well in 1932 Olympics that the British got very hot about that we could only compete as the 26 counties.
How did you compete yourself in your day?
Well, I was quite good. I was a top-class 100 yards man. And I did combined events. But the 100 yards was my big one. And I did the qualifying standard for the Olympics, but politics stopped me from going there.
That's unreal, isn't it?
Yeah, and that was, I was very, and from a very young age then, I was involved in the administration end. Very, very young. We were in Nina McDonough first of all. And then we got going and we developed, we became one of the strongest clubs in Ireland. And then the politics end again came into it. And we formed the Nina Olympic Athletic Club from the three Olympic champions that came from Nina. And we called ourselves Nina Olympic in connection with the three Tisdale Hayes. And
The monuments there in the very nice.
Yeah, there's not many towns in Ireland would have had three Olympic champions.
Absolutely not.
And I knew all three.
Lovely.
Yeah, and Matt McGrath was kind of hammer thrower. He was related to me indirectly. My father's sister was married to his brother. But the point is that everybody in my day took part in athletics or did sport. I played every sport under the sun. I have two or three North Tipperary minor hurling medals. I have North Tipperary minor football medals. My wife wouldn't believe me until she found the medals in a drawer. and then I played, while I was still in school, I played junior football with Nina. And at the time, football wasn't encouraged too much. In North Tipperary, they didn't encourage football too much.
Sean, we're tidy in time with this part of the programme. It's a real pleasure to have you on the programme tonight and a special guest here as well, here in the Horse and Jockey. Sean Auden, thank you for being with us on Down Your Way. We're going to take another break. We're back in the Jockey just after these. Yeah. Indeed, you're very welcome back to Down Your Way. Brendan Healy is with us. How are you doing, Brendan?
Good.
You're on here tonight because McCarkey Cool Crew, you're one of the Cool Crew contingent from here.
I am. And it's all about tradition, really, and pathfinders and all of that. And Daniel, we're here really to celebrate Daniel's achievements and the achievements of young athletes in the club. But I suppose that they must always have a base to go back to, and it goes back to the pathfinders of the past and the people that kept the spark and burning and kept the fires burning. And there's fantastic men involved with the club down through the years, going way back to its inception. Around 1936, I think it was.
Your dad and your uncle and all were involved?
Correct. All, we'll say the Healy brothers were all involved. And for me, myself, I have to think, I suppose, about my dad. He died on August the 24th, 1996. And he gave me a life in athletics. And that life in athletics, like for Daniel now, your future, when you finish up, say, at a certain age, it permeates your whole life, really, at the end of the day. Well, it led me on to the Defence Forces. I became a cadet in the Army and an officer in the Army. And I think at the time, the selection that was made to become a cadet, I had represented Ireland internationally. And that, along with academic achievement, were some of the criteria they were looking at the time. So that was 1977. So my anniversary of my induction into the cadet school is actually coming up now in November, when at 17 or 18 years of age, Daniel's age. And I think it's a very, very important stage in his life now, because there are other influences that will happen. Different influences in your life, and that has to be managed, and managed well for the future. But
it's all about discipline, really.
Look, it's about discipline, it's about self-control, but still I go back to the passion that's there in this community. People like Bill Purcell, people that went before us, all the great men that kept this sport going and have created a passion that people want to listen to your programme tonight, because they want to reminisce and think about great names like J.J. Barry, Patsy Fitzgerald, Mick Blake, Dr. Pat O'Callaghan, Olympic gold medalists. And I, as a child growing up, remember all these names. And I do remember J.J. Barry coming to our house when he was maybe in his 60s, having come back from America, having had a wild life in America, and coming back to see my father, his old adversary, and they having a little sprint down the front avenue at home in the turnpike, just for old days. But he did write, I just see a book that J.J. Barry wrote, and he gave one great tribute to my father in that he called him the thoroughbred of human racing. and he beat him one evening. JJ Barry beat my father in Littleton at a half mile sports in Littleton, and when he beat him that evening, he knew that he was then going to be destined for greater things, because Daddy was the Irish mile and half mile champion at that time. So JJ Barry went on then to become
the Ballincurry Hare.
The Ballincurry Hare, and there's a beautiful monument to him in the Commons, and maybe people should stop and look and read his wonderful achievements, because they are amazing achievements. So it's all these people in the past, and it's all about tradition, you know.
To the future tonight as well.
Well, thank you very, very much, and a pleasure to speak to you and for you to give us the time.
Okay, Hennessy is with us. How are you doing, Liam?
Great.
All the way from Tiptown?
I'm from Tiptown, but I'm living in Dublin for the past 30 odd years, but still Tipperary man, still buy the local paper every week.
I remember growing up, Liam Hennessy was making the headlines nearly every week as an athlete of note.
Oh, that's I would have been involved myself in middle, long distance running, and it was a long time back, but I won a number of races in cross country, just out the road here actually in Horse and Jockey, on a wonderful cross country course. But we won't say how far back that was, but they were great. They were great days.
You served in national administration for a number of years.
Yeah, well, I was president. I've been involved in most of the national roles. I served as president for a maximum term of 4 years, but I was international secretary for 6 years before that, and I spent about 10 years as national secretary, which was the main administration job within the sport. But I've been involved as PRO as well for a few years. So and I've been on and I spent a number of years on the Council of European Athletics.
Celebration tonight for a club I suppose you grew up to know over the years.
Well, absolutely, and it's great to see Daniel here, but it's great to see the actual turnout of people. And I was delighted to meet Brendan Healy there a few minutes ago. I remember Brendan as an outstanding athlete. I know his brother Pat, who's very much involved still in the sport in Dublin. He does an awful lot of work regarding the women's mini marathon and a few more things, and their history is actually quite clearly through their father embedded in the sport going back, and particularly when one reflects on Jimmy Fogarty's book of the 70 years from the foundation of the club, which came out about 10 years ago. And that's quite an extraordinary work from somebody who was deeply involved in the sport himself, Jimmy Fogarty, been an outstanding administrator, as well as being editor of the sports editor of Tipperary Star for a number of years as well.
I suppose from humble beginnings, Crewe Athletic Club came to be a big name in the national scene.
Well, quite clearly, and especially if one goes back to the extraordinary times back in the 40s when they moved away from the NACA and joined the AAU to compete internationally across country. Now, that was an extraordinary move to take place in those particularly difficult and kind of political times. And what they wanted to do at that stage, and what Tom Healy quite clearly wanted to do, was to provide the greatest opportunity for these athletes at international level. Now, that took some vision to be able to do that, notwithstanding all the difficulties that would be there in terms of hostility regarding that. And that was a huge breakthrough. And I'm sure the sport is seriously indebted to him for what he did at that particular time.
Yes, indeed, Liam. I suppose, as I say, division of your forefathers, you know, have reenacted in here tonight.
Well, absolutely. And so it's great to see the number of people, but it's also great to see how the sport has actually developed in different strands. Before, sport was simply the pursuit of excellence. Athletes, young athletes trying to achieve at the highest level. Now it's become more of an overall cultural situation in terms of the opportunities for people, for just the health, the mass participation in road races, and how that has all been embraced by the club here as well. So it's a full community effort now, rather than being a specific high-level sport where people will be achieving at the highest level. So it's able to embrace the whole community, and it's really succeeding in actually doing that, being part of the overall. Well, it is, but if you go back even 10 years ago when the 70th anniversary of the foundation of the club, when the book came out by Jimmy Fogarty, at that stage, I remember I wrote a small piece for the introductory, as an introduction to the actual book, and I was trying to think of what I might say about the up-and-coming athletes at that time, and things were not great within the club. And when I look at the difference in 10 years, and now they have, apart from Daniel, there's a number of other people coming through, right across the full spectrum of the sport within the club. So things are really looking on from...
But I suppose, looking back on that, it takes leadership to keep a show like this going.
Well, absolutely, and particularly nowadays, it's not, and it can never be done by one person or two people. It just needs to have somebody with the vision to be able to realise that they cannot do it on their own, that they need to bring in other people to help them along the way. And the club seems to have done that with the numbers of people. If you look at the list of people that they have in terms of committees and structures that they currently have, and if you look at the work that Daniel's mother and father are actually doing for the sport, not alone at club level, at county level, and at a higher level, it's quite extraordinary.
Manasseh, it's a pleasure to have you on Down Your Way.
Thank you very much.
Indeed, you're very welcome back to the final part of Down Your Way. Yeah, what a special night it's here in the Horse and Jockey for McCarthy Cool Crew Athletic Club. Jim Ryan, how are you doing?
I'm good, thanks.
How are you?
Aisling.
Aisling, how are you?
I'm good, I'm very good.
Dad and Mam of the Star.
I suppose you could say that, yeah. We're privileged.
Have you been in athletics all your lifetime?
I would say not as late in life is the best way I could describe it. We really got involved, we'll say, when the young kids got involved in athletics, where we started up a New Hill. So that's where we got involved, we'll say, when we brought the kids up to New Hill to start with McCarthy Cool Crew, and it's been a great journey so far.
For the mammy?
I would say it's always been in the blood. I did athletics when I was a child, and I've always loved it up along the way. I'd say I probably got my love for athletics from my mother. She did athletics in her time, and her father was a shot putter, and he was a sprinter, and his brother was a high jumper, and their first cousin was a hurdler. So I think we covered most of the range of events, so I think it came out in the next generation, in Daniel and the lads.
So all the family are all involved at the highest level?
Yeah, I suppose it started off when Daniel was 7 or 8 in McCarthy Cool Crew. I remember ringing Kay Cantwell and asking her, would she take us on? I said, there's 5 altogether from the ages of 7, 6, 5, 4 and 3. So she said, yeah, come along, and that's where it all started.
Isn't it fantastic? From one family, just from one family.
I suppose it is, like, but we enjoy it. I think the number one rule in our house is you have to enjoy it. If you enjoy it, then it's easy to go and do the training. And, of course, then you still have to balance the schoolwork, because education is important as well. Like, but we're lucky. They're very good, and they enjoy it. They train hard, and I suppose you get your rewards.
So breakfast, dinner and supper is all the same. It's about athletics, is it?
It is nearly always about athletics. Anytime the World Championships are on, or the European Championships, or the Olympics, we just draw the curtains, sit in the sitting room. There's no work done, and the grass is about 6 feet high by the time we're finished. But we love it, and that's we do it as a family, so it's great.
You're all talking around the television, eh, Jim, while it's going on.
There's no such thing as eating at the dinner table or anything like that. It's eating around the television when all the World Championships and all that kind of stuff is on. So it's a real family, a family thing, like, you know.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago it was on. Kind of where it was.
London, yeah. The championships were in London again. As Aisling said, the grass still hasn't got around to being cut yet. But sure, we'll get there. Let there be no panic.
Yeah, it's fantastic entertainment night after night, isn't it? For a week or 10 days.
It is absolutely brilliant. And then when you love it as much as we do, you know, from all the events that are taking part and all the different athletes, like all the kids have their own, if you like, athletes that they look up to. You know, so it's great for the youngsters then as well. Like, you know.
Well, Daniel, you listen to the parents there.
I agree with, you know, nearly everything they've said there, in fairness. Like, we're just mad about athletics, like, you know what I mean? So,
up a list, Daniel, congratulations for a start. Did you win, 12 gold the last year?
Yeah, fun. I can't even remember now, to be honest with you. But, no, like, it's just kind of been tipping away year on year, and just, you know, trying to just keep winning and keep improving is the main thing. Like,
how do you keep improving?
For me, I think I've still a lot of different things to implement in my training. I've only started doing weight training for the first season this year, so like there's so much more that I can do in that, and you know, just keep increasing the volume year on year, just a few percentage every year, and just keep building on it.
Absolutely terrific. So when did you kind of start? You started as a young lad, real young lad.
Yeah. So as I said, or as my mum said, I started when I was about 7 years of age. I was always I love sport, and I love running around the place and playing with my siblings out the back. So it's kind of where it all started, really. And I started at the primary school. There used to be a sports day at the end of every year, and I used to love going running 100 metres. doing beanbag races, any event you can possibly name under the sun, egg and spoon races, all of that. So that's kind of where I started, and Mam said, you know, these guys aren't they're not half bad, and I need an hour of free time to myself to clear my head from the day. So
when Billy Purcell saw you first, did he say to you, listen, we have a star in the making here?
No, I wouldn't say so, because I mean, I was quite tall and I was skinny, and you wouldn't have said, like, looking at me when I was 7-8 years of age, that I was anything special, really. I was fairly fast, but I wasn't anything to that stood out, like. Do you know?
What's your best discipline?
I'd have to say it's probably, at the minute, it's hurdles and discus, but over the next few years, I'm hoping to improve all 10 in the decathlon, and, you know, just keep working away and keep enjoying it.
Decathlon, 10 different disciplines is just unreal.
Yeah, it's tough, but I really enjoy it. Like, it's something that I've always wanted to do. I've always done a good few of the events from when I was young. I tried everything: cross country, 100 metres, long jump, high jump, shot put, the whole lot. And I found that when I was 14, 15 years of age, I could actually take to nearly all the events. I enjoyed them all, and I said, you know what, I'm definitely going to give the decathlon a go. And my first year, I planned to do one in England. I think it was the year of 2015, and I got injured 2 or 3 weeks before it, hurt my shoulder, and that was kind of it. But then next year, I said, definitely going to give it a better go this year and train for it seriously. And I ended up getting to the European Championships. So, yeah, it's kind of been... I'm only still very, very very young at the decathlon. It says roughly it takes 10 years to reach excellence and to reach your or realise your potential. So I still have a long way to go, but looking forward to the journey.
Was the Olympics are in the making at some stage forward?
Hopefully. Like, it's always been on the radar, and, you know, I see some people and they kind of use it loosely and they say, yeah, I'd like to get to the Olympics, but, you know, it's definitely one of my main aims, and I've no problem saying that either, like, you know, because I firmly do believe that I can make it. With the training I'll be doing in Brunel University in London next year, that's a really good stepping stone now from a transition from junior ranks to the senior ranks, and I'm just going to try and build on it. And I'll be in really good care next year. My Trolls coach is Gary Power. He's gone to 2 Olympic Games. And then there's also Martin Brockman, who's, I haven't finalised that yet with coaches, but chances are he might be looking after a few of the events. So he's won, I think, a bronze medal in the Commonwealth Games back in 2010 in the decathlon. So, you know, I'll be in really good hands over there.
So what about your academic life?
Academics, it's really important in our family, for sure. Like, it's because with sport it can end in a split second, you know, a bad injury, and that can be it. So I'm doing physiotherapy over in Brunel, and I'm really looking forward to it. I kind of had an interest in that for about 2 or 3 years now, since I started going to the physiotherapy clinic in Care. Karen Coughlin's my physio, and that's kind of where it all started, really, with the interest in physiotherapy. So she advised me, you know, go and get work experience and see how it is. And I really, really enjoyed it. I worked in the Hospital of Assumption in Turles, working with amputees, diabetics, people with Alzheimer's, and I really, really enjoyed it. I think it's a great profession. You give back to the community, and you just try and improve the quality of people's lives.
What inspiration do you give to your brothers and sisters?
I don't really know. They can be a bit quiet about that. they wouldn't be one to admit that I'm better than them or anything like that. But I think I love training with them, and I love, you know, giving them tips, and, you know, they give me tips on technique and different parts, and I think it's brilliant that we all train together. I really enjoy it, and, you know, they push me, and that's what I need. You know, I remember one occasion in particular. I was touching games in 2015, I think, and my brother, me and Dave, were doing long jump together, and he's a year younger than me, and it was the one gold medal I don't have, and he came along and he beat me, and there was plenty of slagging on the way home. But you know, I was like, if I'm being beaten by my brothers, you know, I have absolutely no problem.
Absolutely. Yeah. Congratulations! It's going to be a really special night for you.
Yeah.
And every success into the future.
Thanks, man.
Final guest on the program, Michael Mulcler. Michael, you're very welcome to Down Your Way. Congratulations! You know your son; he's a high achiever as well.
Yeah, he's done pretty good. He's had a good year this year with his throwing and that. Hammer is what he's probably number one, discus number two, but you know, it didn't happen overnight. So we had to do a small bit of work at home, and when he developed a bit of an aptitude for what he was doing, we had to spend a few pounds and put down a bit of a concrete base and put up a net. And he's out there every morning before school, nearly throwing, trying to sharpen the skills. And he gets a bit of coaching down in East Clare from a man called Brian Akers. And without his input, he just wouldn't progress to where he is now. We travelled over to Bedford 2 weekends ago to have an under 15, under 17 championships, and it's open to all comers. So we said, sure, why not? We'll give it a rattle. And Sean did the discus on the Saturday, ended up coming third with close to a personal best, but he was at his limit to do that, and it's great, you know. Of course, the whole trip was all about the Sunday and the hammer, so he had a couple of bad days this year, competition days, I mean, where he would have fouled quite a few times, and you get so many chances and that's it, you're gone. So it was a chance for a bit of redemption, and sure, he grasped it with both hands, really. He opened with a very good 62-metre throw, and then he had a foul, and his third throw was 67 metres plus. It ended up being good enough to come second, which was a massive PB for him by more than 5 metres this year. And subsequent to that, we got home and he got a bit of correspondence through the school from a fairly well-respected hammer person up in Dublin, Phil Conway, to tell us that his throw was... He was one of only three Irish boys ever under 17 to throw over 67 metres. So that was
a big boost.
More than a boost. It was, I tell you, it was a bit of a shock to the system, not realising what we had. And but the fact that he enjoys what he's doing is probably what.
Michael, listen, congratulations to your son and to yourself as well for the whole few achievements within the club. Well done.
Thanks very much, Eamon. Pleasure.
So that's the programme for this week. My thanks to all our guests on this week's programme. Don't forget, we'll be back with another edition of Down Your Way at the same time next week. From all of us on the programme, have a very good week. Bye-bye.